Ready? All right. We're on. We gotta do the whole hold the button technique until I fucking figure out what the fuck is going on. So we can't use our headphones like cool people do.
Well, that's all right. I mean, at least we're cool being at the pool watching this big man over here.
See, look, it's like this.
Right? So I hope they're cool with background sound because there's like kids and distant music.
You know what?
And,
that's life.
Silent pervs and the whole amount.
Kids are my background music to my life.
They are. They are your life.
Daily. Except for when I hear
I was so nervous. I was so nervous about the damn kids. I was like, oh my gosh. I always feel like when you don't have kids, I just feel like they're like staring at you when they meet their mom's friends. They just kind of like look at you. Just stare and try to figure you out.
So I'm going to tell you a secret. I drugged him with Benadryl before we got here. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say.
The look
like,
on your face.
How are they so active in the pool right now? If that's true, like how are they functioning?
Because
I can't do Benadryl. Boom, I'm done. Like sometimes we take Benadryl if we neither one of us can sleep. I'm like, fuck it, time for Benadryl.
Actually, it's a really good thing for you to take if you can't sleep, as opposed to a sleeping pill. Because you need addicted to that shit.
You want me to show you?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you gonna introduce my voice is like this?
I've been so used to hearing it that I forgot that it's different.
I mean, they're quiet until you hit record. There you go, there you go, there you
go. Look at her. She's doing the swim teacher. Just trust me. Just let go.
That's the mother hen.
Just let go.
Yeah.
Are they twins?
They're twins.
But did she come out first? The mother hen? Okay, there you go. That makes sense.
2 minutes.
Really?
2 minutes, yeah.
Damn.
It's interesting, right? It's interesting how it works.
But anyway, doesn't really sound so sickly as it did before. Now you have a little saute soul tree going on, you know.
I think I'm going to keep this voice.
Can you do that? Can
Maybe
you
I'll
choose
just
to just
it.
Keep it?
How do you know if I'm faking it right now?
Oh, like you're using it like an accent. Like you're just tapping into another accent. You know, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, whatever works.
I can speak like I'm British. Have some tea and crumpets.
Do you have a British accent? Let me hear it, because I can't do that shit.
I was doing it right now. You
oh, no, it wasn't
it?
British, bro.
Okay. No. Let's have a spot of tea. Oh, wait, no, I don't know.
Okay, that was
what
better.
Is that, a spot of tea?
Say a different sentence.
What else do British people say? Do they say... I was mommed. Story of my life. See, you gotta learn how to do the silent, you know, thumbs up, even though you don't know what's going on. See, they can't.
Yeah, because they don't understand.
They just
want acknowledgement.
Well, you know, and she's mother heading him and just let him go underwater, so that's great.
I gotcha.
So, I had a topic for you, and now I can't remember what it was.
Oh, as always. That's always how it typically goes. But
you were
supposed to try to say, give me, I need another, do the same sentence one more time, British accent.
Okay. Would you like a spot of cheese? Would you like some chips and salsa?
That's okay. It's subtle.
Let me hear yours.
I don't have one. I can't do it. Like, anytime
well,
I do
white,
it.
Actually.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Anytime I try to do it, Trey's like, you sound like a fucking hillbilly.
Let me see. Let me try it again.
I don't even know
to. Go.
What do they say?
Can I have some crumpets and tea? A spot of tea and crumpets.
What is a spot?
It's like a little bit of tea. Spot. You know what? I don't know. I'm not British.
Spot of tea. So does it mean, is it like not using the last syllable?
Spot of tea. You know what it kind of actually is? I put on my shorts. It is. You got it.
You almost like skipped one. Skipped a letter. Like, so you, I heard everything except for like the RT.
Let me get my bag and my underwear.
None. No. There's no country.
That was your underwear.
What
the hell is that? I feel like I'm missing some teeth. Maybe you put like, Benadryl oh in this my drink. God. I feel like I'm missing some teeth.
I feel like it sounded like you were reading a script at an audition. It was like my underwear. And you like just overpronounce what you're trying to do.
Okay, let me try it again. I'm going to take off my panties.
Ooh, panties?
I don't think it's said like that. Maybe it's more like panties.
Panties.
They sound so delicate. Like, they're so, like, good. They're too good for you.
It does sound like
you know,
that.
Like, I did. Let me lick your dick. A licky dicky.
Would you like...
Would you like me to lick
your
dicky?
Would you like me to suck your dick?
See, now you're using an Iranian. But we don't know
anything. See, that's what I'm saying. I can't peg the...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how those people talk. But then here's the thing. Like, you could have someone that's born in Britain... What is it, England? Yes.
Yes, or UK. But how come they can sound like us? Doesn't it piss you off?
It just
pisses me off. It pisses me off when they're in the movies and they sound just like us. And then you see them in an interview and it's like, oh, I don't know.
But then you have kids that are born over there and they're all like, you know, bougie something. Okay, I remember what I wanted to ask you.
All right.
And I know it's like an angel thing that's been discussed, but it hasn't been discussed with me.
Angel thing?
I think I know it's a whole thing that's been discussed. See, it's just like the sultry throat. It makes you hear things that I'm really not saying.
Possibly. Or the wine is kicking in. One or two.
A little.
Maybe.
So.
Bottle one.
Can women and men just be friends? And I'll tell you why I'm thinking this.
Please do.
So, the pink pickle.
What is that?
My guy. We're going to call him the pink pickle.
Oh, your guy's a pink pickle?
He's a pink pickle.
So you, just not to get off subject, but you agree that the white male penis is pink?
Yeah, it's pink. I like it.
You like it medium? you like your steak medium, too?
I like it rare. That's what I do. No. Seriously, so this chick texted him yesterday, supposedly because this event that's going on today.
Okay.
Can we move on the sound somewhere else, please? Go over there. Take it over there.
I've gotten too far.
This is called the mom, you know, duty episode.
Yeah. Hey, well, one of us has kids, and it happens to be you.
And then I only have one, I have two.
You have two.
And they each have a pair of boobs. What's up, chicken butt? Oh, I'm so glad that you decided to tell us that you have a wedgie and then picked it out. Okay. Oh. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Just in the ring.
So, okay.
Okay.
Male and female friendship.
So wait, she texted him because there's an event going on today.
So she isn't some other girl texts your pink pickle.
Yes.
AKA your man, AKA her man is white.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so she texts him and he's like, oh, I used to work with her.
Did he fuck her?
No, he swears he didn't. And I believe him. I do believe him on this because he's told me when he has.
Okay.
So I guess more the question is there an ulterior motive? The fact that she texted him and hasn't texted him in months, but texted him because she has the probability of seeing him today at this event. It's this big nerd convention, for lack of a better way to describe it, because I really don't want to, because then it's going to make me seem like, wow.
Yeah,
your
like you like...
Your pink pickle's like super white, and he's super nerdy.
Yeah, like you got a pale, pasty, you know, yes, automatically. Yeah, you don't even got to push
the shoes. Okay, but see, there's a thing, and I tried to explain this to him. Can I help you, little girl?
I forgot what.
Okay.
Mom?
Yes. Okay. Well, there's a variety of snacks on the floor. Well, then I don't... Oh, yeah, you know what? I do have something else. Sorry about that.
Doo-doo.
All right, wasn't gonna fall off.
You're back.
I like the soundtrack. Maybe we should change it to something like more like. I'm listening to it in my head. Can you tell? I'm like.
I'm like, you're moving, but you're not saying it. What the fuck is that?
my God. Look, if you ever want children to come to you, you just put down a plate of food. That's exactly
I'd
it.
I see. They're like ants.
But really,
what are
yeah.
these?
Mango.
I don't know. Wait a minute, are you picking this out?
Sorta.
You know what? For an hour they didn't bother us, and then
I know, right?
Feed them and they will come.
Okay, so,
so
you're
that
bothered.
Was my question. So no, I'm not bothered because I already know when I told him this. I'm like, you're so naive. Like, she just contacts you because
she wants out of town dick.
Yeah, I think she lives here. And
oh, so the event is here.
Yeah. So supposedly she has a boyfriend or whatever.
Well, that doesn't
but
mean she ain't a hoe.
Why would you contact him?
Right, exactly. That's
the
some whole shit.
The weekend that you can see him. Right? That's not good. So
that's
then that
whole
led,
shit.
That led me to the question of, what is this woman singing?
I know.
And why are they talking
you see,
to
you
me?
Hear, oh, you hear it.
She got some good loving last night. Mm. Her voice is good. Anyway, so can
and maybe
they,
that sounds
so,
that,
so she,
that she makes when
friends?
It goes in her anus. But
that's actually kind of good. Maybe we should take you over there.
Give me your mic, bitch. Let me show you.
Okay.
Okay.
Can they be friends? Can women and men be friends?
Can women and men be friends? But can that scenario that you're talking about, that's not friendship.
Somebody's
trying to seduce the single women at the pool.
I don't think they're single, and no butts kind of swaying over there.
Is that right? No butts? Oh, I don't know.
She was kind of sashaying across the pool.
Hey. Oh, yeah, but yeah, poor girl. Her genetics are fucked. That
I know,
sucks.
I know. But you know what? We're
whatever.
We're lovers of all. Okay. So
okay.
Then, so then I looked like the insecure one because I said something, and
no,
I'm like,
that's
how
not
naive
true.
Are you? Like, so women and men can't be. So men can't be friends with women, but women can be friends with men. So that was like kind of like an argument, you know, or more of a debate. I know I can be friends with the guy because I keep it real.
Right.
I set my boundary and that's it. But he's all, I don't want to be rude. And then it reminded me of
your
guy.
Oh, gosh. Yes. That just pissed you. You just dug up some whole other shit when you said that comment.
Yeah.
This
so
is.
That's the thing. It's like, it drives me crazy to hear a guy say, well, I don't want to be rude. Fuck rude.
Nigga, what about me?
That was my whole issue. Is
shit, who's more important?
You don't want to be rude to her, but you're going to be rude to me.
Which would be disrespectful to me.
Right.
Why don't they fucking
get
that?
That was the thing. I brought up the exact word. It's disrespect.
You almost took a tumble into the bush. You missed it.
And can you tell that my children know how to people watch? They are like all
up in like, oh.
Look at them. Look, they're home. Go help the little lobster.
Oh shit, they were. Okay, this is my take on it.
Okay, I'm ready to hear it.
Can men and females, can men and women be friends? Yes.
They don't know how to set fucking boundaries.
But that is the key to it, is setting boundaries. But at the same time, setting the boundaries, should it be so hard to do if it's really based off of friendship? Like, if you literally have your own, if she has her own shit going on, he has her own shit going on, then I feel like it's easy. It's easy to be like, oh, that's just such and such. We work together. He's cool. Blah, blah, blah. It's easy.
No.
When I feel like it's genuinely that, when I feel like there's hidden feelings or ulterior motives or like, people just trying to be sneaky in their technique, or they use the friendship as a way to get to know things about you and your situation to kind of exploit it to make them look better. You know, that's a technique.
But see, your guy, like, I think about your guy and the situations we've talked about when I bring up stuff and I ask you and then you're like, oh, that reminds me. I feel like he genuinely doesn't want to be rude. So I feel like that can be part of someone's personality without that being something underlying.
That's definitely a personality trait. There's definitely a personality trait. But when is there a point where, as an individual, you might have to do things different or address things differently when you're involved with somebody? Even if you don't see it, you have to do it out of the respect for the person that you're with. Because we do it for them, and we don't have to be told that, though.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. Give me the lid.
I've been calling you like a million times.
Yes, and I've been ignoring you a million
times. Mama, you're eating like a pig.
Okay. Y'all go swim with the dolphins.
There's no dolphins.
Hey, be nice. Don't splash people that are laying in the sun because that...
If you get eaten by a shark, can I ride the shark on you?
Yes. Okay. Carry on.
Carry what?
Go. Goodbye. Go away right now before I drive you home and leave you there for a little while.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Goodbye. Bye. Look, there's a German Shepherd. Go look at him.
Wait a minute, you just kicked me out.
Hey, don't pull her arm. Thank you. That is a cute dog.
Anyway, focus.
Don't pull. Focus.
Yes.
Okay. So, I don't believe that anything is going on, and I do believe that because of the conversations we've had, that he would tell me something like that.
I don't always think that. I think that sometimes men avoid shit because they know how we're gonna react. So they look at it as protecting us.
So here's the other thing. Is it better left unsaid? Here's the only reason I found out.
Okay.
We were helping a sister move, and I had his phone in my hand, and it went off.
And you've seen it.
And I saw a girl text him. And I was like,
ooh, shit.
Who's this?
I'm too bitchy for that shit.
But see, here's the thing. I've kind of learned to not...
react so quickly.
Well, yeah, to not give it so much energy, just because in the past it's taken so much of my own energy that I just don't... I don't know. It reminds me of what this lady said to me that was aging. And she was like, when you get older, you just don't give a fuck. And I do care, but I kind of got to where, God, I wish I hadn't seen that. Because, God, I don't want to deal with this. Because I don't want to. You know?
I feel you on that.
It's just like, I got to have a conversation. I got to ask.
I get that, because it opens a whole nother door to shit when things were fine. But I feel like that's almost the same as like when people go through phones, like when girls go snooping through a guy's phone or guys go snooping through a girl's phone.
That was another topic I had.
It's like it's like you're looking to start some shit, or you're looking to cause an issue. You know what I mean? I don't think that shit's cool. I don't agree with it. I think it's insecure.
Another question I have.
And if you've done it before, I don't care if you're offended that I said that you're insecure, but that's exactly what it is. Either you're insecure, or you are already doing shit wrong, so you're looking for other things so you don't feel as bad about the wrong you're already doing.
I think I have a flip side to that, but I'm not babysitting my drink.
Holy shit, like, you sound like...
Yeah.
What do you call those pink pickle? What is mine going to be? He's going to be...
The eggplant.
The eggplant.
You know the eggplant emoji? That's the darkest one on there. I feel like we're getting too personal with his junk.
Tingly tea.
His tingly.
I say tingly too, just because I love his. I love it. I love his sex, but I love him. But he knows. It bothers me that he knows that he has great sex, and it just pisses me off because everyone has been like, "Oh, he's so amazing! Oh, nobody's naming him. Oh my god!"
Oh, so you weren't naming his part that?
No.
Oh.
I was going off of like his persona.
Oh.
Bitch.
We need a refill.
Okay, I'll go get the other bottle.
Okay, so pause for a moment. We'll be back.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What is it? It's a, it's not a refill. Coffee break.
Ooh, a remission. What do we call that?
What do we call it? Intermission.
Intermission.
Intermission. We'll be back in a second. Bye.
It's a break.